Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
Welcome back, girls and boys.
Welcome back. I just talked to you, yesterday.
So we just recorded last week's episode yesterday because I'm going away this weekend coming up. So we're just recording back to back. So we're a little...
I could always find something to talk to you about, though.
Well, I want to start off by asking you what your rose and thorn were of this week, because we didn't talk about that.
Oh. My rose was definitely the Broadway show.
Okay.
Because I got out of work early and I got to go into the city with you, and I love Broadway. So yeah. That was definitely my rose.
Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah, it was really good. Fun. Y'all should go see it. And I'm trying to think of my thorn. Wait, you got to give me a minute. I don't know if I had a thorn this week.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm good.
You had a good week?
I didn't have a... Nothing pissed me off except, no.
That's exciting.
I had a few roses.
I'm trying to think. My rose could be the Broadway play, too. Also, I went out with Drew, Maddie, and Carly, and that was fun. And we had a sleepover, so that was a nice little rose. I had a few thorns this week.
Oh, you did. Shit.
I had a little bit of a thorny rose.
Yeah, you did.
No, but my worst one, I will say. So, I went to the gynecologist this week, and I got my first pap smear. Did I talk about this in last week's episode? I don't think so, right? I don't think so. So,
but if you did... For the new people this week, Listen up. I didn't even know this.
I got a pap smear for the first time ever. And that night, I got my period. So I put in a tampon and I went to bed. And I woke up at 2 a.m. feeling like I literally was about to go into labor. I would imagine that feeling to be like is what I felt. It hurt so bad. I thought I was dying. And then I Googled, I was like, are you allowed to put in a tampon after you get a pap smear? And it said, you cannot have sex or put in a tampon for 2 to 3 days after.
Don't you think the gynecologist should have, told you that?
Yeah.
Especially since it was your first pap smear.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, but I didn't know. And I was a little, in the worst pain of my entire life.
Were you able to, stand up straight?
I wasn't even able to move. I was actually in the worst pain of my life. So that was definitely a thorn for me, personally.
Yeah, I woke up at, 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom, and I had, 7-8 text messages in a row. I felt terrible.
I was literally, on the verge of tears. That's how bad it hurt. And I'm not, dramatic when it comes to pain at all.
Yeah, but it was that bad.
It was really fucking bad, so that takes the cake.
Yeah, that would be my thorn, too. Yeah.
And then I had to walk around with a fucking pad on. I hate wearing pads. It's very dehumanizing. Just walking around with blood. Oh, man. Nope. Nuh-uh. That's disgusting. It makes me feel dirty.
Yeah. No, so, it's pretty gross, but...
That was not very fun for me, but...
I'm sorry. Had some good roses, so that's good. I made up for it.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk this week about breakups and heartbreak and just all the things of the sort. Because I have a couple of reasons of why I want to talk about
this. Okay, tell us.
One, I feel like obviously this is a universal thing. Mm-hmm. Most people go through breakups. Some people are lucky and they're just with the same person forever. And that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But lucky for them. They don't have to ever go through heartbreak in their life. Or a breakup in their life. But I do think that everybody on this earth has experienced heartbreak. And everybody on this earth will experience heartbreak. Because you can experience heartbreak from more things than a breakup. So I feel like it's just a universal thing that everyone goes through. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's good to talk about. And also, I feel as though we talk a lot about my love life and my dating life.
Oh, no.
Show.
No.
So I have compiled a list of questions to ask you. Because... You've gone through heartbreak, you've gone through breakups, but now you're a married woman. Mm-hmm. So that is just very inspiring because it shows that, those things you move past and life gets better and you get over it.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have questions to ask you about that sort of thing. And I want to talk about your dating life a little bit more.
Yeah, that's fun.
And your past.
Let me think back.
I'm just over airing my shit out. Although I'm sure that I'll answer some shit in this. But yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
I would air anything. I could care less.
I also want to get into like how it feels as a mom, like watching your kids go through breakups, because I feel like that's a whole different thing. But we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask you questions.
Go for it. Jesus, I'm on the spot now. I'm scared.
Okay. Do you remember your first ever heartbreak?
So, like, yeah, I do. Okay. I mean, I've had multiple.
No, we'll get into that.
But my first one, I was young.
How old were you?
I was going into ninth grade. Okay. So, like, the first boy I ever dated was in eighth grade. And he was, like, I loved him. Like, he was, like, the love of my life.
He was the love of your life.
No, like, at that point. Like, in eighth grade.
And you shit on me for saying that.
Like, you know when you're in eighth grade and you're like, oh, yes, so in love.
Yeah, I really recall an episode a few episodes ago where you...
We all... I did shit on you, but, like, I feel like we all have that. And yeah. I did. I really liked him. In fact, I just saw his mom the other day at prom pictures. She's so cute. I love that family.
Well, I want to know more about it. Like, how long did you date him?
So, like... Just, like, all of eighth grade, but, like, going into ninth grade, we were going to separate high schools, and he just, like, cheated on me and, you know, whatever.
Damn.
So it's fine, because I get over it.
So how did it end? Like, you found out he cheated on you?
And so,
you
like, we didn't have phones, like, texts or whatever. I just heard through the grapevine that he was hooking up with someone else, and it just, like, fizzled out. Like, it wasn't, like, this
big... So you didn't actually have, like, a breakup? You just stopped.
It was just kind of like, I know you cheated on me, like, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long do you think you were heartbroken for?
I didn't really care. I got bounced. What? I bounced back on that one. No, I was entering high school. So, like, when you're entering high school, it's like a whole, it's like all new fish, man.
So, it didn't affect you that much.
I mean, I was sad. It was sad. But I'm always the I really, truly just kind of roll with the punches.
She's just better than all of us guys.
No, it got worse as I got older. Trust me. Keep asking me questions.
Okay. So, how many serious relationships were you in before you got married? And settle down.
So I went to two different high schools. Okay. So when I was in ninth grade, I went to one high school and I was dating someone who was a few years older than me. So we broke up, but I broke up with him.
Okay, but your eighth grade boyfriend counts too.
So I dated him for like a year, and then the other guy I dated for like, I don't even know how long. I can't remember. Maybe 6 months, seven, eight. I don't know. But I broke up with him, so I didn't really feel heartbreak.
I feel like I've broken up with guys before and I felt heartbroken.
No, because when I'm done, I'm done. Oh, yeah, I felt bad for him, but, like, I was over it.
Okay.
Sorry. And then my high school... So then I went to a different high school for 3 years, and the first boy I dated there, I dated for a year too, also. And, like, he was my first and everything.
Oh, he was your first.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was also, that ended bad too. Cause I, oh my God.
Okay, we'll get into, I have more questions, but I just want to know how many relationships, what is going on?
You guys are really putting me down a fucking hole right now.
Do you know an exact number of how many relationships you were in?
Like big relationships or like small?
Well, these holes are kind of long.
One, two, three. I would say like three long ones. Well, no.
So do you count like the 6 month relationship as
no,
a long?
I'm gonna say like no.
But I feel like that's kind of a
so yeah, maybe four like decent long ones, and then like no. That's a lie.
What is going on?
Hold on. Do I have to count the eighth grade boyfriend? I feel like we're children.
Yeah. Because it so adds
one,
character
development.
Two, three, four,
five. I'd say five like wholehearted relationships before dad.
Okay, so
and I 15 to 20.
Yeah, you were only 15 to 20.
Pretty crazy.
So were you like the relationship type of girl? Like you were always in a relationship, you feel like?
Yeah. There were some months, like some times in between.
Like, there was like 2 weeks where I was single.
No, I was definitely single for a long time and had fun with other people.
Okay. But you were all around a relationship. I mean, five relationships, that's crazy. I can't even find, like, anybody. What's your secret?
It doesn't mean that they were great.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were good enough to date. That's crazy.
Yeah, some of them were really toxic. So I'm not really sure about that.
Okay. Okay, so five. That's pretty good. You lived. right.
Wait, I'm missing someone. Nope, six.
Six.
I totally forgot about him. Oh.
Damn, six? How did you even have the fucking time?
Don't ask. I have no idea.
You're like, some overlapped. Did any, wait, have any of your relationships overlapped?
No.
Okay.
Now you're really questioning my fucking abilities to remember shit.
No, I was listening to Brianna Chicken Fry. She went on a podcast and I was listening to it. And she was like, he asked if she's like cheated or something like that. And she was like, no, I've had a couple overlaps. It was so funny. Like, she was calling them overlaps, not cheating. Like, one relationship would start while she was still, like, ending with the other. It was just funny the way she said it. So, yeah, that's why I said overlaps. That's where I got it from.
Yeah, I don't think I did. But I definitely have been with people where I'm like, I found out they cheated and hadn't broken up with them yet. And
then you got back. You got revenge.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So, which one of your breakups do you think was your hardest? Like, what was your hardest breakup like?
Oh, gosh. I'm married so long. It's so hard to even think back.
I know,
back.
But you got to really time. You got to teleport back and really, like, think.
Because... I probably the last one before Dad.
Okay. How long were you with him? I'm drilling you.
I think the last two before Dad. And then I had, like a break. And then I started dating Dad. But, like, I think those two last two relationships that were in my life were, like, they were kind of toxic in a way. Like, I knew that they both weren't doing good things maybe behind my back, and I just kept allowing them to stay, which was always so stupid. But it still hurt nonetheless when we finally ended,
so
because
one?
It was like, what the fuck's wrong with me? That,
yeah,
you know, you always question, like, what makes me not good enough and, like, someone else is better? Like, what did I do wrong? Like, I would love to have sat down at that time. Like, I wish I was mature enough to have sat down with them and been like, just tell me the things that... It's okay if you just don't love me or like me.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, like, just tell me what... If there's anything I did wrong, like, that I can maybe change. But not everybody's...
But also, it's, like, not... I don't think that, like, someone treating you wrong is a reflection of you.
No, because now that I think back, I know it was a reflection of them.
Yeah, it's a reflection of them. It has nothing to do with you or, like, your worth at all. But I definitely have thought that, too. Like, I feel like that's more so why I get, like, sad when things end. Because I feel like I've had way more, like, talking stages and situationships than relationships, for sure. And it will make me sad because I'm like, okay, like, what?
Like, yeah, like, what did you do, right?
What did I do? Like, what am I missing? Because they always go and start dating someone else.
Right.
Like, most guys that I've, like, ended things with are, like, all in relationships now. I'm like, okay, so, like, am I, like, broken? Like, what's wrong with me?
Whatever. You could, you just weren't meant to be.
Yeah, and it's fine. But, like, that's why I get sad in the moment, I feel like, more so than, like, actually getting
sad.
Well,
yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, it's, like, easy to question yourself when you first went through a breakup.
And I'm sure that, like, adults that get divorced question themselves, too, you know? Like, what did I do wrong? Like, I don't know. I'm also, like in a relationship, it's definitely mutual. Like, there's both, there's always both parties that have done something, I think.
No one's perfect.
No one's perfect.
So, do you think that those two relationships were both, like, equal heartbreaks? One wasn't hard.
Yeah, so the last one from high school, I ended it. I remember sitting down with my dad and, like, normally a girl would sit down with their mom, but I sat down with my dad because he was like, he comes here and drives you crazy. Like, you guys are, like, fight all the time. Like, he annoys you. Like, why are you with him?
Right.
Like, my dad always questioned. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, because... I've been with him for so long, you know, like, whatever. And he was like, well, I honestly just, like, think you should end it. And then my dad came to my job and was like, so, like, is it over? And I was like, Dad, you really don't like him. And he's like, it's not that I don't like him. I just don't think he's right for you. And I always feel like when your parents come to you and, like, especially my dad was silent.
He was very, there was one time, sorry to, like, cut you off, but there was one time where he's just, like, his opinion and how he feels about things and just, like, he's just, like, a powerful, like, he had a very powerful, like,
yeah,
energy. And it, like, Like, I feel like he was neutral about most things.
But when he gave his opinion.
Yeah, it was, like, very, like, that meant that it meant something.
It was, you know, valid, too.
There was one time where at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I had a boyfriend at the time, and I, like, had him for Christmas. And he came into our house so disrespectful. First of all, he came in fucking high as a kite to my family Christmas. And was sitting across the dinner table from my grandpa. And he kept, like, knocking over the toothpicks, and like my grandpa like would always like use toothpicks,
and he was poking you with
and
them.
Yeah, he was like poking me with them. He was just being so immature and like rude and disrespectful and like no manners at all. It was just bad, and I was getting very, very embarrassed, and I didn't know what to do, and my grandpa was just giving me these looks. He didn't even say anything to me,
and those looks were scary as shit. Yeah, right,
he was just giving me these looks, and I was like, I can't be with this guy. Like, my grandpa hates him. Like, I could tell that my grandpa just
he said something to me him.
Yeah, and then he said something to you, and like his when he spoke his opinion, it was very powerful. So I can't even imagine.
No, like he I remember that because the next day I went to his house to take care of him, and he was like, we need to talk. And I was like, literally, it felt like I was 15 again.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he's like, Amanda's boyfriend's gotta go. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, done. No, she has to break up with him.
He annoys her.
And he annoyed me, he said.
Yeah, he annoys her and he annoyed me.
He's gotta go. And I was like, oh, did I tell you that right away, though?
Yes, and I never stopped thinking about it. I was like, trust me, I'm trying.
But this is what I'm telling you. So, like, my mom never really gave her opinion about guys. Like, my mom was a flirt. Mm-hmm. So, if a good-looking guy came in, my mom would flirt. And, mm-hmm. like, all my guy friends would come over, and my mom would, and I had a ton of guy friends, and, like, I never hooked up with any of them. But my mom was, like, the biggest flirt in the world. So, she'd be like, oh, hi, honey. Do you, like, want to stay for dinner? Do you need a haircut? Like, she was just... But she never said to me, like, oh, you should break up with someone, or, oh, I don't think he's right for you, whatever. She just kind of let me do my thing, mm-hmm. which is fine. I respect that. But my dad, he was observing, and he always observed. And there was literally every relationship I had, I think he had a comment about. But, like, as I was getting older, I think they think you're more towards, like, the marriage. Yeah. Like, maybe you're going to be in this relationship for a little longer, yeah, and you like might marry this person. To, like, so matter. I may have to say something.
Yeah.
And he just was like, I've been watching for the last couple of years, and this is not okay. Mm-hmm. And I had just graduated high school. And so then that's when I broke up with him. Like, fresh out of high school. And then I met a new guy, like, maybe a year. I was 17 when I graduated high school. So I was younger when I graduated high school because of my birthday. And then I met somebody, like, maybe 8 months later. I want to say we were never officially boyfriend-girlfriend.
Oh, so there were situationships back then, too.
So he definitely was a situationship for a while.
I was going to ask that because I feel like back then it was, like, more common to just, like, immediately be boyfriend-girlfriend.
No, it was more like... So you know how you guys have, like, a talking phase? Mm-hmm. We had, like, we were seeing each other.
Okay.
So that's what it was called. So, like, if I liked you, we'd be seeing each other, and we shouldn't see anybody else, but we're not dating because if it doesn't work out, it's easy to be like, well, we're not dating, so forget it. It's done. Whatever. He just was toxic. I mean...
I almost feel like, shit like that hurts more when it ends, because there's so many, like, what ifs, and, like, why didn't it progress into that, and, like, what if it did? Like, could it have been good if it progressed into something more serious? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that makes it harder. Like, I've heard so many girls be like, why is it so much harder to get over somebody that I never dated?
Well,
you know? Right. I feel like for me, I've had more trouble getting over guys that I just had a talking stage little situation with mm-hmm. than guys that I've actually dated, because I, like, saw out what it would be like, and I like can close the chapter on that, and like that's it, and I can walk away from a relationship like that way easier.
So like when you're just talking, you're not really fully given the chance to like
see what it could be,
and they're not really giving you the chance to see what it could be. Yeah. How do you even judge that?
Right. So it's like harder sometimes to like let that go, because it's like there's so many what ifs and so much shit you make up in your head that like you kind of get attached to and romanticize.
I think with that last relationship for me, it was more like I was getting older, and at this point, like, I mean, I was only 19, but at this point I was kind of like done with people mm-hmm. that treated me like crap.
Right.
And I was just like, it was easier for me to end it. And I was just kind of like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, mm-hmm. I don't deserve this anymore. Like, I deserve a nice guy. You're pissing me off. There was a couple, like, I skipped one. There was one guy I dated before my high school boyfriend. We were younger. I think I was 16 and I dated him for maybe a half a year. He was nice. His mom, I don't think, loved me so much, but she was like the type of mom that was like, oh, my boy, like such a boy mom. Like mm-hmm. she loved her boys and no girls would be. And tough. I was just kind of like, I fucking can't stand your mother. Oh. Yeah, because I meant, I swear like to God. And after that day, I was like, if I ever have sons, I'm just not going to be that mom.
No.
That's lesson so learned scary. But every relationship and everything we go into teaches us a little bit about something, right?
Yeah.
And we take that into our future. So that literally taught me. I remember going to his house thinking, like, why does your mom need to know everything and be in our business?
Right.
Like, why is she sitting here? Like, why is she, like, giving me this look? Like, why is she critiquing everything? And I was like, ew. Like, if I ever have sons, I'm never doing that. Like, that's just so obnoxious. Right. So he had to go.
So did you end all your relationships? Have you ever been broken up with? You've been cheated on, but
No, I've never been, like, officially, like, I don't want to date with you anymore, but I've definitely been cheated on.
But you walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So you've always been the one to break up.
Just like, fuck you, I'm done, yeah. Fucking done. Like, why would you want to stay with someone who's going to continue to cheat on you? Imagine I married that person.
No, I'm not. Every single one of your boyfriends cheated on you?
Ugh. The last two. Three of them did.
So three out of six.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you date six guys.
Four cheated on me. I'm sorry.
Four? What the hell?
Guys are dogs, man. But one of them that I dated in high school, when I found out he was cheating on me, I hooked up with his friend.
That's good.
I didn't care. I was like, fuck you and your fucking the whole life.
So you have homie hopped.
Yeah, I didn't sleep with his friend. I just hooked up with him.
That's fine. You made out with him.
But yeah.
Okay.
If I slept with him, I would own up to it, but I didn't.
Okay, thanks.
Just saying.
I didn't realize how many boyfriends that you've had, but this question's kind of good for that. What is one thing that's different about your relationship with Dad than any of the other ones that made it stick?
Okay, so the story about Dad is I've known him since I'm young. Mm-hmm. I think I first officially met him maybe when I was 14.
Okay.
So like I know everything about him. Mm-hmm. I know things he's done. I know everybody he's dated. He knows everything about me. Who I dated. Well, like, we're from the same town.
Yeah.
Like there was no hiding either way.
Like you guys were friends, right?
Yeah. And honestly, I just went in one night to pick up pizza with my dad and he was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Cause my dad, he owns a pizzeria.
Right. And then I saw him one night out and I don't know, like he was always really nice to me
mm-hmm.
and, like, respectful and, like, did caring things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, treated me the way I should be treated. He was never rude. Like, and I know things he's done in the past. And I know relationships he's had. And I know it. But he had toxic. I had toxic. But we didn't have toxic together.
That's good.
So I think that, like, when we made that connection and I was like, he could tell me to go fuck myself. I don't care.
Dad?
Like, if he's like, you're being a fucking bitch, I laugh. And I'm like, you're right, I am.
I don't think he should talk to you like that.
No, but, like, we don't yell at each other. It's not like that.
Hold on. You just said he could call you a fucking bitch and you wouldn't care. What is
going on? It's not like that. Like, we joke around and he'll be like, you're being a fucking bitch today. Like, he wouldn't be like, oh, you're a fucking bitch.
Like, he says it.
Like, he'll be like, you're being a fucking bitch today. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't even want to be with me today.
So he's like, it's like a joke.
Yeah, we, like, mess around with each other. Okay. There's I'm never
clarifying
any.
Clarifying, because that doesn't sound very funny to me. If a guy said I was no, a fucking bitch. No,
it wasn't
bitch,
like that. Honestly, the only real fight me and Dad had, like, dating, was honestly about food. Like, where to go eat.
Yeah, not surprised, because you're so annoying. I think
He literally pulled over one day and was like, I'm not moving this car.
No, fully, me and you have gotten into fights about that, too, because you're the most indecisive person.
I also don't like to... I picked last night.
No, she literally is the most indecisive person when it comes to, like, going to eat. And then she'll, like, imply. Am I okay right now? No. She'll imply, like, what she wants to eat. Why is there a fucking ice cream
truck? I don't know, but I want to go get a bomb pop.
This ice cream truck's been going on this whole time. I wonder if they can hear. I don't know. But it's so loud.
It's so pretty.
It sounds like it's in here.
I feel like I'm at the beach.
What's going on? Anyway, you'll imply, like, where you want, or the kind of food you want to eat. So then I'll be like, okay, so you want to go to this kind of restaurant. Like, let's try to find that. And then you'll be like, no, what are you talking about? Like, I'll just eat whatever you want to eat. And I'm like, but you just imply that you wanted to get Italian. Why are you lying now? This is weird. And then you'll, like, be like, no, you pick, whatever. And you get all snippy and weird when you're hungry and, like, indecisive.
So by the way, you get the same way.
No, but it's about the picking. Like, I'll eat wherever.
So whatever. It was our, like, first argument. Like, real argument was about food.
That's really funny. Yeah. And really fitting for you. Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Okay, so the one thing was that he was nice?
No, he just was nice. Like, we just... Like, when you know when you... This is what I tried to tell you. You're going to meet somebody someday. You're going to go for coffee or go to dinner or whatever you do. And it's just going to click. And you're going to be like, this is the reason why nothing else ever worked out.
Right. So you just...
And he's not going to be perfect. Like, everybody gets on each other's nerves. But you'll know.
You know when you know.
You'll know when you know.
That's what they all say. You know when you know. But I don't know if I'm going to know. Because I don't know shit about shit. Oh,
God.
I don't know shit about shit. And I'm, like, so nonchalant that, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna know.
Okay. You'll know. Trust me.
I'll take your word for it, Mrs. Relationship Girl.
No, I'm just...
I think it's tough when you're not a relationship girl, though. Like, I haven't been in a relationship in, what, like, fucking 4 years?
But it's not that you're not a relationship girl. You're just not finding the right people to be in a relationship with.
I am a relationship
Like, you'd
girl.
Rather be in a relationship.
I love being in a relationship, but I'm so picky. I'm, like, too picky for my own good.
I just need to add something. Yeah. I also feel like when I talk about, like, my high school experience and relationships and stuff, I think it's harder for you guys because we only had who was around us.
Right.
You guys have the whole world of people DMing you and people this and people that. Like,
no, it's tough.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
We just had our, like, high school and our neighborhood high schools, and it was a little different.
Oh, way different.
Yeah. So, I mean... When I talk about my relationships, it's going to be harder for you.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Not about me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sorry.
No, it is true, though, but whatever. It's a blessing and a curse, because, like, I feel like being confined to one area, it's like,
For sure, and I think it's cool to meet people from all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
It has me picturing what my life would be like if I married a man that lives in a different country. I'm like, yes, Netherlands, let me go there. Anyway.
No, let her not. We'll stay in Jersey.
No, but it is really fun.
Go on.
Okay. So I'm curious, when you first started dating Dad, did you know that he was the one right when you started dating? Or, like, how long did it take for you to realize, like, oh shit, like, I think that this is the one I'm going to be with forever?
I'm trying to think exactly how old I was when I started dating Dad. So I started dating Dad in July of 1995. It was actually 19. Mm-hmm. So I was turning 20 that September, and I got engaged at 21.
So you guys only
so we were
for
dating for no a,
2 years, huh?
A year and
wow,
3 months.
You guys moved quick. That's intense.
Yeah, now that you think about it, I would say probably like within the first year, because everything was just going normally. Like it was, it was like the most healthy relationship I've ever been in. So like, and it was like good.
Okay.
You know?
So 6 months, you were like,
I'd say by 6 months, it was like, well, this might be it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was that scary?
No.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So what's your biggest piece of advice after a breakup? Because you bounce back quick. I feel like you would have some good advice.
Okay. So for kids today, because it's different.
Yeah, I guess.
It depends on the breakup. It depends how the breakup goes. Yeah. So, like, I just say, like, move on. Like, not move on to somebody else. It's definitely stay single for a while.
Yeah.
6 months to a year, I completely encourage that. Mm-hmm. Because I think that you should date yourself for a while after you have a breakup, especially if it's a big breakup.
Mm-hmm.
For you kids today, don't bring it to social media. Yeah. I don't care if you're sad. I don't care if you're happy about the breakup. I don't care what you are. The world doesn't need to read it and know about it. And it doesn't need to be. It's just like, I see so many adults even that like get divorced and like, or cheat on each other and write like paragraphs and like battle each other on social media. And it's like,
crazy.
The world doesn't need to know your business.
No, we
don't need to be putting shit out there.
I've definitely
ridiculous.
Made that mistake before in the past where like, I would just post like petty shit because I was like angry. And it's ridiculous. I would never do that now. Now I just like push forward no matter how much you want to like tweet some petty shit just to get under
the skin. And also like you're still making your upset self upset every time you go on and you see the stuff you posted. You're bringing yourself back to that moment. Why would you want to do that? It's completely unhealthy. Yeah. You need to move forward.
I wrote down, let yourself be sad, be mad, and then let go. I think that's so important because it is really, really important to feel the emotions. Mm-hmm. Let yourself feel them and then just completely let go of the person. Don't reach out to them.
No. Don't get rid of like pictures if you have pictures around. Like, anything that reminds you of them, clothes, whatever. I don't care what it is. Put it in a big bag. Get rid of it because you will go open it.
Yeah. And just let go of the situation because the more that you hold on to something, the harder and longer it's going to take to move on. The more that you're in contact for them or the longer you're in contact with them, the longer it's going to take to get over them. You just have to surround yourself with like good people and better yourself and know your worth.
And literally, I'm not even kidding, date yourself for a year.
Date yourself
for seriously, a year. Seriously, date yourself for a year. Seriously.
No, I know.
It's the best thing. You can't just...
Yeah, I've been dating myself for a few. It's been great. No, but I mean, after my last actual like relationship, when we broke up, I like really lost myself, I feel like, a little bit in that relationship. And I like relied on him a lot and like wasn't very independent at all. So like after that, especially the first year after that, like I made it a point to like take myself on dates. Like I would sit in my car and eat and like take myself to do things to make me feel good. And then I just moved across the country and did more, a lot more by myself. So like I feel like just taking time to like really learn about yourself and figure out what you want. It's so important. I think being alone and like just having fun and hanging out with your friends and just doing you is so important. Like, you grow so much.
I agree.
Okay. That was good advice. There's this like saying on, I think I saw a TikTok about it. I forget. But basically the girl said, and I want to know if you like agree with this statement, and I'll explain kind of like what she means by it. But this quote is, men marry the woman in front of them at the time they are ready to get married. Meaning that, like, a man marries when he's ready and he'll just marry whoever the girl is in front of him at the time that, like, he decides he's ready.
I literally hope not.
I've seen this everywhere. Like, a lot of people have been, like, talking about this, and I feel like I see it all the time on, like, TikTok. I think some men do that. I think some men do. I think especially men that are kind of like a little bit of dogs and like wait a long time and are like just fucking around for years and years.
Well, no one's going to want them.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's very situational. I think some men are like that, but I don't think all are.
But I want to. No, I don't. I mean, I definitely know people or guys that married for convenience more than because they were in love. But I do know people that married because they were like, oh my god, I'm so in love with this person, and that's nice. But like, you don't want to marry somebody that that's like that.
Why? It gives me the energy of like the man that has like the one girl that got away and like they just marry whoever after that type thing. I think people were like saying that quote a lot around the time of, like, Justin, Selena, Haley vibes.
Oh, God.
Which, like, that's nobody's business. And, like, obviously we don't know their relationships. But, like, I think that I saw that around that time. But it made me really think because I feel like a lot of guys do that.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. But, like, I don't know. It really made me think. So I wanted to hear what your thoughts were on that.
I do know that those guys, though, that are players, like, I know the guys that they never end up happy. They never end up like fully married and happy. Like, I two of the guys that I talked about just now have never been married.
Damn. Okay, so those were like basically all the questions I had to know about your past that I wanted to ask, but now I don't have like specific questions, but I am curious to know how it feels as a mom watching your kid go through a heartbreak.
I think it's different when your child's dating someone you love and they break up. Okay. I haven't had that yet.
Right.
Like, I tried so hard to welcome your boyfriend in and whatever, make him part of the family. But when you guys broke up, I was done with the relationship as well.
I agree. But I feel like also, Like, I mean, more so, I think that's hard to, like, if you love the person that, whatever.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. But, like, I probably would cry, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But I more so mean, like, watching your kid be heartbroken.
Yeah, it's gotta be hard. I remember.
What do you mean it's gotta be hard?
Well, I haven't watched. Yes. I wasn't around you when you were heartbroken.
You have seen me heartbroken so many times over my life. I remember in eighth grade when I was, like, heartbroken for the very first time. Actually, you never handled it very well. You were kind of mean to me. In eighth grade.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I was so heartbroken over this boy, and I was, like, hysterically crying, and I was really upset, and I just wanted to go to Carly's house. That was all I wanted, and you were yelling at me in the car the entire time. You were like, stop crying. This is ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just not going to take you. Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I'm sad. Like, what the fuck? I just want to be with my friend. And you're like, fine, whatever. And you just dropped me off at Carly's, but you're being so mean because you didn't think I should be as sad as I was.
Probably because you were so young. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, but you just said that you were heartbroken for the first time at the same age.
I definitely didn't cry. But anyway.
What do you mean? So you were...
He cheated on me. Didn't cry. I was just I've like, cried. What a fucking asshole.
I've cried after I got cheated on.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are you a sociopath?
No, I cried as I got older and I got cheated on, but not like...
You didn't have feelings in eighth grade?
I did, but they probably were fizzling out anyway, I would say.
I feel like you were the fuckboy.
I wasn't.
I feel like you were.
I wasn't.
You just didn't cry. Okay.
No, whatever. I didn't. Whatever. I definitely sobbed a
okay,
lot.
But you've seen me heartbroken, even in my relationship where, like, I was happy that we broke up because it was such a shitty relationship. You saw me heartbroken throughout the relationship.
I felt bad for you, and I like really wished I could help fix it, but I wasn't like heartbroken about it, but I felt bad for you. Like, right. I didn't know, like, I was kind of really relieved at the same time, so it was like a mix of emotions.
No, I know, but I just mean like watching your kid go through like some shit, like
it's sad. Like, you feel bad for them, but at the same time, that was different.
Okay. So this isn't going how I thought it would. You don't feel that bad for us, I guess.
It's not that I don't feel bad for you. I felt horrible for you. You want to know the one time I felt absolutely horrible for you? When you were in California. Right. And I wasn't there.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just funny. I thought you were going to, like, say something deeper.
I think that if you were dating somebody for 2 years... That you two were like completely in love and it was going great, and then boom, you broke up and you were hysterical crying, I'd feel horrible for you. I probably would sit there and cry with you. But I think based on what the situation was, I wasn't going to feel...
So she doesn't feel bad for me. My past, nothing to her. Okay.
Fair enough. Felt bad for what you went through.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, shut up. You know what I mean.
She's like, I feel bad for you, but I not that much.
I would have felt worse if it was...
If you wanted me with them. Mm. Okay. Okay, fair enough.
You know what? You make fun of me saying, like, that I bounce back quick, but you do too. You take, like, 24 hours
that
to really be sad
true.
And process.
That is so not true because I cry over things that have happened to me years ago.
Still?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's so sad. Why like, do you do that?
Because I just, like, feel so deeply. Like, I have issues. I feel anything I've ever gone through, I feel very, very, very deeply. And it's more so, like, some things I'm just, like, I don't know. Like, some things I wish went differently and I'll just get sad. Or, like, other things that I've been through when it comes to relationships were pretty traumatic where I'll just, like, have like literal PTSD and I'm like, oh my god, like I can't believe that happened to me, or like I can't believe I went through that.
But you've went through some crazy stuff.
But I don't bounce back that quick. There are even some things that I'll like think of to this day and I'm like and I'll like go and stalk them. I like keep up with everyone I've been with just because I'm curious. Like, I don't let go very easily. Like, right. I'm curious. Like, if I've cared about you at one point in my life, like, unless you've done me insanely dirty, I'll always, like, wonder and care.
Well, that I will say for me, like, anybody I've ever dated, anybody that ever was in my life for, even if it was, like, for a short month or a week or whatever, I never hated on anyone. Even the guys that cheated on me, I'm like, okay, so that's just how it was supposed to go. You did that, whatever. But I never, ever stopped being friends with somebody. I never badmouthed that. It was just whatever.
Right.
Like, I would still be friends with them. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, if God forbid one of them like really needed something to even to today, I wouldn't be rude.
Yeah. I think that I bounce back in the sense of, like, I don't let things, like, completely, like, ruin my life. But I definitely think about things. Like, I could keep going and be sad.
Yeah, but don't do that.
No, I feel the emotions. I'm fine. Like, I'll cry for maybe, like, a day, whatever, or cry, like, here and there. Right. But, like, I won't, like, stop living my life because I'm sad. I'm, like, good at pushing through, but I could still be sad.
Right.
Like, I'm sad, honestly, like, right now. But I'm fine.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. Okay. Let's answer some questions that we got, even though we didn't get that many. Because everyone hates us.
Well, everyone's, like, busy. It's Father's Day. Everyone's out and about.
My question for this week's podcast is advice on moving on from an almost 5-year relationship after he practically made you drop everyone in your life when you were together. Okay, I want to first say, never drop everyone in your life for a guy. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. That's, like, the biggest piece of advice for a relationship. Like, keep your life. Mm-hmm. Keep your own thing going. Keep your own friends. Like, keep everything going and, like, intertwine them into that.
Yeah.
Because and then it's a healthier relationship. Even if it doesn't ever end, it's just a healthier, happier, more exciting, fun relationship.
For sure. And if he's, like, telling you, like, or making you cut people off or whatever, then you need to cut him off. That's how I feel. Because, like, why wouldn't you want to meet his friends and have your friends be his friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, like you like said, intertwine your lives. Like, it should be that way.
Yeah. So I think that you honestly dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I agree. 5 years is a long time. Five years is a really long time.
I think you just have to, like, really work on yourself right now and maybe reach back out to some people that were in your life and maybe they'll understand. Because I think some people will. Some people will be hurt and just be like, fuck you, I'm sure.
For sure, yeah. But
some people might really understand. And I think that you need to just close that door because he sounds like he probably was toxic. And try your best to not speak to him. Work on yourself. Focus on you.
Yeah, agreed.
And build back up those relationships that you
neglected
while you were with him.
Agree.
How do you get over your first love? I don't even know who the fuck my first love was. Myself.
I mean, I was, like, pretty heartbroken because he cheated on me, you know? So, yeah. And, like, bounced into that relationship really quick. And I was just like, fuck you. Like,
oh, so why he started dating that? The girl that he cheated on you with? Mm-hmm. They still together?
Nope.
Imagine. And you're like, yep, married with kids.
No. But, like, it's like, that was, like...
That's shitty.
Yeah, it was shitty. So, I had no choice.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you do?
Hung out with my friends. And I was in high school, you know? I just went to parties and just continued with my life and just did my own thing.
Okay. The guy I've been talking to for 2 months randomly ghosted me, and now I want him to text me. I've been there.
Wait, how long?
2 months they've been talking, and he just ghosted. I've been there. It's so fucking shitty. Being ghosted is the worst thing, because it's like, can you just, like, give me enough respect to tell me why, at least? Or at least, you don't even have to tell me why, but at least just be like, hey, this isn't working out.
Yeah, like, just grow some balls, because that's, it just, like, leaves somebody, like, hanging.
Two months is, like, a decent amount of time to just ghost. That's fucked up. Yeah. So, yeah, but I definitely don't recommend you texting him, just because having no closure sucks, and getting ghosted sucks, but, like, he's showing you that he does not respect you.
Right.
And I know that that's really shitty to hear, and I literally had to tell myself that, so trust me, I get it. But you just have to, that's enough closure.
I'm trying to think what podcast I was just listening to. Was it Alex Cooper or someone else? And they were talking about ghosting. And these girls actually appreciated ghosting. Because they were just like, you did me a favor. You stopped talking to me. Like, fuck you. Well, yeah, so I kind of heard, like, a flip side of it. And I was like,
Yeah, I mean, so it's like kind of like the trash takes itself out sort of thing.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Like, if you don't respect me enough to at least give me a reason as to why we're not going to be talking anymore, then fuck you. I don't think that you should text them. I've done that. It's embarrassing, and I always regret it. That's when I'm drunk and embarrassing. But, yeah, I think you just have to let it go, and you just have to have peace with the fact that he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, or he did something wrong, and he knows it. So he's just like,
whatever. He's a pussy. He's a pussy, basically. When did you realize you needed to end a relationship?
When my dad told me so.
No, I feel like if you're even questioning whether or not you should end a relationship, that kind of means that it's time for it to end. Like, if you should still be in a relationship, you're not going to be like, oh, should I end this? Like, out of the blue.
Yeah. I think you just know.
Yeah, I think you just know. And if you're questioning it, mm-hmm. you know. If it's not fulfilling you anymore, if you're not happy, if you're having thoughts about anything else.
I feel like the vibe just kind of changes. Mm-hmm. And you just know, like, this isn't it anymore.
Yeah.
Some people are able to, like, revive it and, like, do things to revive it. But it's like, yeah. if you're not married and you're not, and you have to try that hard in an actual relationship before marriage, I just see your way out of it. Because it's only going to get harder. There's
other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I feel like I would just end it at that thought. But
yeah.
I don't know. Those are literally all the questions we got.
Well, you had a lot of questions for me.
Nobody asked.
I feel like anything. I was drilled on this episode.
I needed you and to spill.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But I think breakups are a very important thing that we go through. They are a canon event. Have you heard of that lately?
A what?
A canon event. Like, a really big heartbreak is a canon event. It's basically like a thing. It's like a whole like trend right now. Everyone's saying canon event. I think it's from like the Spider-Man movie mm-hmm. or something. But basically, it's an event that happens in your life that kind of like changes your point of view forever on that thing. Or like, it just makes you grow a lot. It's just like a big event that happens in your life. And I feel like your first heartbreak, breakups in general, they're canon events. Like, they change you a little bit forever and teach you something.
Right.
I feel like breakups, like, they suck in the moment. They really do. Heartbreak in general sucks so bad. But at the end of the day, they teach you so much about yourself and you mm-hmm. grow so much. I've seen so many girls glow the fuck up after a breakup. You get hotter, yeah. you get smarter, you get wiser. You realize what you won't and what you would put up with and what you want in a relationship. You just learn. You learn a lot. And it's really important.
I do have a question for you, actually.
What is it?
Do you think it's harder when you meet someone based on what you do? Because the second they see what you do, they could just stalk you and learn so much about you. Like, do you wish that a guy could just get to know you first before yeah. they... What?
Yeah. Like, there's so many times where I'm like, I wish that I was, like, mysterious. Like, I wish no one knew anything about me, right. but they can find out everything. But I have talked to a few guys that told me, like, that they won't watch any of my stuff because they want to get to know me.
Which,
yeah, which is good. Yeah. But I don't know. It definitely is a little bit weird. And I get a little bit feeling weird about it sometimes. Yeah. Also, some guys just act really weird about it.
Like, that's what I figured.
They'll make weird comments.
Yeah.
And they'll just, I don't like it. But there are normal guys too that are like chill and mm-hmm. don't give a fuck. But yeah, I've had guys ask just weird shit. Like, when I was younger, like in high school and stuff, like every guy would be like, can I get a shout out? Oh, like post an Instagram picture with me, blah, blah, blah. I had one guy ask if I wanted to fake a relationship to make a YouTube channel, a couple channel.
Oh yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I
he was
that.
Like, we could fake a relationship. It could last like 2 years and then we'll just have like a public breakup and we'll get so much clout. I was like, I'd rather have zero clout than ever do that. That's
yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Well, you have morals, right? So some people don't. And some people do relationships for
clout. Yeah. I mean, this guy like went to high school with me. He wasn't a social media person. Mm-hmm. He just, I don't know, wanted to do that. It was so weird. I think that for a while, that was why like, was like strictly talking to social media boys because they kind of like understood, but mm-hmm. they're even worse. So yeah, but some guys just don't give a fuck, and those are my favorite.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Dating's weird. I always say I think I have like one more like breakup left in me.
Don't say that. Don't wish that. I think that
I you're don't going wish to, it.
You're gonna meet someone and you're gonna go on a date and it's gonna go well. That's what I.
So good, so yeah. fun, and they're gonna love my cats. Anyways, that's all I really had to ask you today. All
right.
Thank you for giving us all the advice and wisdom.
Well, I hope
I
gave some good ones because, you know, I don't know everything. Oh,
I feel like you know a lot.
I don't really.
You've been through a lot.
You also have to remember I'm the youngest of four and I saw a lot growing up.
Yeah.
So I would be like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not. No. No. Right. No.
Great, I got you. All right. Well, so. This has been a great conversation. It was nice chatting with you today.
It was nice chatting with you too, sister.
Really, really appreciate it.
Love you.
Love you too, girl. Okay, we'll see you guys next week when I'm back from Arizona. We'll have a lot to unpack.
Yes, I can't wait. Girl trip to Arizona. I can't wait to hear all about it.
It'll be so
fun. Exciting. Can't wait to I'll be here guys. With Boo and Frankie. Mm-hmm. My girl. Boo's sitting on my lap right now, and we're going to watch a lot of rom-coms next weekend, girl.
Can't wait to tell you guys all about it. All right. Bye.
Bye.